Hello, Angie, or Angie. I don't know how you pronounce it actually. I'm calling in here. This is too great work. First of all, thanks for favoriting my station. Really appreciate it. I've listened to some episodes of yours. The one from January 27th. And it's great to see that so much people having love and sending their blessings to you. And you play some great music. I get a very positive vibe from it. So thank you for that. And keep doing great work. Keep making films. You rock.
What's up, saints and ain'ts? It's your girl, Angie Ray. Y'all know I'm getting ready for the church flow. So listen, I just wanted to come to y'all, let y'all know. Hope y'all enjoyed that praise break. Okay. Y'all know I try, but I can't get the okay and then the three R's, which is sad because I speak Spanish, so I should be able to roll my R's, right? But anyways, I digress. Listen, I hope you guys have a blessed Sunday. I hope you guys are chilled and relaxed and with your family or just in a real Zen mode. You guys already know that I'm going to be watching the Grammys tonight, and I'll be doing some Instagram posting like I always do for every award ceremony. I'll also be doing some live tweeting, so if y'all want to join me, you can. I'm at Angie Ray, A-N-J-I-R-A-Y. For those of you who do not catch, I didn't put a reminder up, so don't shoot the messenger, but Toni Braxton had a new movie come out last night on Lifetime called Faith Under Fire, and it was really good. So, you know, Lifetime always does the reruns, so you probably will be able to catch that rerun today. I highly recommend that movie. Also, The Big Sick. If you guys have Amazon Prime, you definitely have access to all the movies there as well. So, The Big Sick is a great love story. I love it. It was, it's so original. So, definitely recommend that. What else? Oh, I just recommend that you guys stay positive, even if you're not having a positive Patty or a positive Patrick moment, because negative energy connotates negative energy connotates negative energy. So let me tell you something. When I'm having a bad day or I'm in a negative mood, no one ever knows. Well, my family, my close family know, but that's it. Because have you guys noticed that as soon as you meet somebody with a bad attitude or just having a crappy day, that you like start having some negative energy come your way? Yeah, it's called the law of attraction. So I am not perfect, but I do try to keep my law of attraction pretty tight and pretty positive. So I just encourage you to do the same. If you're having a bad day, you should listen to music, because music is uplifting, especially like good positive music. Even if you're listening to like wind or beach sounds, that's cool. You don't have to be all Christian-y to get some positive vibes. You can just listen to straight nature sounds, and I promise you that's soothing. Classical music is super soothing. But let me go, because I'm not trying to get to the overflow room. And if y'all don't know what the overflow room is, it's the room that people who come to church late end up in. A room, not the sanctuary. And I am not about to be embarrassed about no overflow room. Okay. So, I will come at y'all a little bit later on after church. Or y'all might get some church vibes. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know. You know what? You might get a little word right now, just like a little snippet. So just stay tuned if you want to. All right. It's your girl, Angie Ray, out.
Being like, wait a minute, hold up. Nobody told me my understanding had eyes. Did you know your understanding has eyes? Understanding is blind, your perception of your situation, of yourself, of your self-worth, of what you can do and who you can be, you are blind to it, not because you don't have outer eyes, but you don't have inner eyes. When you don't have inner eyes, praise all day. Because it is not what happens to you that matters. It's what you understand about it. If you don't understand it, if you don't perceive it correctly, you are destined to repeat it. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Oh, this is so heavy. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. We just had a big strategy meeting, and some of my key staff and other people that I work with were at the staff meeting, strategy meeting. When it was over, I was texting just different people saying, what did you get out of it? What did you think about the meeting? What I'm doing is checking the eyes of your understanding. Everybody who's in the same place doesn't see the same thing. How you see it determines whether you can be it. Understanding, understanding, and all that getting, get an understanding. Understanding, watch this, is the truth you stand under. Understanding is the truth you stand under. And if the truth you stand under isn't true, you're standing under a lie. You're standing under a lie about you. If you went through something and you didn't understand it correctly, you're standing under a lie. I'll give you an example. It's a personal example, but I'm going to use it because I want you to understand what I'm saying. I grew up thinking my father didn't like me. I thought he didn't like me. I thought he liked my brother. He didn't like me. My brother's 7 years older than me. The reason I thought he didn't like me, he didn't do nothing like weird or crazy to me. He just left me at home. And whenever he got ready to do something important, he took my brother and left me with my mother. And he died before I got old enough to kick it with him. So here I am, 30 years old, standing under a truth that wasn't true. It was only when I had my own children that I realized it wasn't that he didn't like me. I was too young to go where he was trying to take me, but I had years of agony. Because I was standing under a truth that was flawed because my perception was off. What you understand about yourself may not be true. I'm 30 years old, sitting at my grandmother's kitchen table with tears in my eyes, asking her, did daddy love me? And she said, he was crazy about you. What I'm trying to do is correct my understanding, because your understanding is the truth you stand under. This is why Paul said it was important enough.
Good morning, Angie Ray. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for favoriting my station. It's been a while since I've done any broadcasts, but I wanted to make sure I send an acknowledgement and thank you so much for listening in. This is Sunday, so happy Sunday to you. Have a blessed day, and I will check in with you soon.
Hey, Angie Ray, it's Nuance the Artist. I just listened to your podcast about the 48-hour film, and I would love to check that out. I love film and watching movies and stuff like that, so I would love to find out how I can watch that, because I would definitely want to check that out. The fact that you did that in 48 hours and not having no planning or not knowing, you know, what the topic was or being able to write the script is amazing. So I would love to check that out. Please hit me back and let me know. All right, take care. Hey, Angie Ray, it's Nuance the Artist. So I guess I spoke too soon because you just posted the link up on the next one. So I guess I should have just waited until I got through your, like, all the segments on your podcast, but I'm going to check that out as soon as possible. And what was I about to say? Actually, matter of fact, could you send it to me somehow anyways? I don't know how to do that, but because I just realized, I think that you posted that up, like, there's not much time before it disappears, I guess. So please, please, please send it to me just in case I miss it or lose it. All right, bye.
Okay, Angel, so this is about basically how I started, how I put together my first film. There is a competition called the 48 Hour Film Project. You guys should go look it up. And basically it happens in every city and you compete to basically have the best film. And then you go to Cannes. During the Cannes Film Festival, and you're able to premiere your film. So that was the competition that I joined. It was here in Atlanta, but they have it, like I said, in every city. And I basically put a audition notice out on Facebook, and I did it for a week. So, I mean, it opened on Monday, closed on Friday, and I was serious. And I got a lot of responses of people who wanted to work with me. And, I was really surprised because I've never put a film together before. And actually, let's go back. They have these auditions, casting calls for the 48 Hour Film Project. And I was like, well, you know what? Let me go to one of these auditions and see if I could be on someone's team. And when I got there, the lady was like, okay, so you're going to be, so what's the name of your team? I was like, well, I don't know, because I actually am here to audition. And she was like, are you sure you want to audition? Or are you sure you don't want to be like a team leader? Like you don't want to be the director? And I was like, never thought about it. She's like, you have a production company, right? I was like, yeah, but it was really more so fear than anything. So I was like, well, you know what, let me just let me sit back and watch and I'll decide by the end of the night. And so she was like, okay. So by the end of the night, I was participating as a team leader, and I was scared crazy because I had not even really planned for it. It was like a month out before the film was to begin. And let me tell you about this competition. So you're not to be able, the only thing that you can do is secure your location and that's it, and your team. So you can't pre-write the script. You can't come up with any, like any topics, any scenarios. You can't come up with anything, like no music. I mean, you can have like music releases, from artists, but you can't, like, you just can't plan the actual shooting of the movie. So, and then you don't even know what the movie's going to be about. Like, you literally pick it out of the hat, and that begins your 48 hours. So, we all met at this offsite location, and it was like a rabbit in a hat. I picked Road Mystery. So, Road Movie Mystery, which was amazing. And we wrote the script, directed, we wrote, produced everything within 48 hours, like literally. We got the film in like 2 minutes before they closed the doors. Like we were rendering the film inside of the vehicle. So yeah. Anyways, long story short, I was able to secure sponsors. So we had our coffee sponsors. We had a chef on set. Like it was really a really nice experience, and a lot of people came up to me at the end of the shoot and they were like, this is the best set experience I've ever had. And that means more to me than anything, because to be on a set and to have people who don't know what they're doing, or it be unprofessional, or it's sad because you're dedicating your time, you're almost getting paid nothing, or sometimes you are getting paid nothing, and all you want is decent food and decent people. So at the end of the day, and I did this on a zero budget, no budget, like at all. I had everything from everything donated to me, and I mean, I used my background in marketing to in writing to request the things that I needed. So you can never say you can't do something, because you can. It's within you. You just have to find the resources. And that's it, guys. Bye. So those last two songs you heard, Gone Too Soon and Blue Skies, were two songs that were featured on my first film. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to link the film in the description, and hopefully it works. You guys get to see it. It's a 5-minute film. So I hope you guys like it. Let's talk about it. What did you guys think? Like, did you figure it out? The whole genre was a murder mystery, and we actually filmed it in 2 days. So we wrote it, produced it, directed it, everything, acted in it, filmed it, everything in 2 days. So let me know what you guys think. Holla!
Angie Ray, what's poppin'? It's Brown Buddha from The Heaviest Grain. I figured I'd call and chime in on the whole celibacy thing. There's a little story for y'all. After my last relationship, which was about 2 years ago, I was celibate for about 6 to 7 months. Which when I would say that to my friends, they'd be like, you? Like, no, it ain't like that. But I was. And the reason that I was because I didn't want to run the risk of falling for somebody who wasn't good for me, but being a little too difficult to walk away because of what had already happened, you know, between the flesh, right? So I lasted for about 7 months. I was working at a bar at the time until I caught myself walking somebody home. And the shit is funny to me every time I say this story, because I really thought I was walking. That was the plan until we got to the door and she turned around and gave me that look. So I'm going to spare y'all what happened when we got in there, even though that story is a motherfucking trip. But anyway, it after that 7 months, it really dawned on me how powerful it was, because I was still in the same emotional place, and I knew what I did or didn't want, and I shared that with her. But she started showing up to the bar in a different way. You know what I mean? She started, I guess, timing me out. Like, yo, I was sitting here X amount of time and you didn't get here. And I'm like, what? You know, outside of that, I have friends who are celibate. I know a couple of women who are or abstaining, some till marriage. And I think it's an admirable thing. You know, because I know what the reality is once your body gets accustomed to certain things. But, you know, it the moment I started fucking again, you understand what I'm saying? So it's a trip, but it definitely has its merits. The unfortunate thing is, like, you know, given one of the friends I just mentioned as an example, she's a beautiful woman. She's an amazing woman. In other circumstances, that might be somebody that I would date. But the reality of it is, and I ask myself right now, do you want to spend now until you get married with somebody who you're not having sex with? I don't know whether you want to call that immaturity or what. That's where I'm at, you know, so it ends up making a difference. And I feel for her, because I can imagine at our age, motherfuckers talking to her and then being like, you know, and some niggas find that as a, you know, and good for you, bro. You know what I mean? I maybe took one person's virginity when I was younger, and that told me what I needed to know about, you know, what the responsibility is, the responsibility that's entailed in that, because you're walking somebody past a threshold they've never crossed. But that's it. Brown Buddha with The Heaviest Grain. I already took up enough time. Peace, Angie.
Hey, Angie Ray. My name is Riley. I'm from New Orleans. I just wanted to call in and say hello and tell you how much I love your channel. You're the first channel I ever listened to on Anchor and the first one I ever favorited. So I just wanted to say how awesome that I think you are. Your voice, your charisma, everything about your channel just really connects with me, and it makes me laugh. You are a very, very, very cool girl, and I hope to see much more of what you have to put out. Thanks again for the favorite too, by the way. Later.
Hey, Angie Ray, appreciate the favorite and the likes on Twitter, liking my recordings, my podcasts and everything. I really appreciate it a lot. I really appreciate the support. I think I sent you a DM on Twitter thanking you for the support. I really appreciate it a lot. Definitely going to be staying in tune on your station. Show you a lot of support, definitely. Thank you so much. I'm new to this, so I really do appreciate the support a lot. And you have a blessed day.
Hello, Positive Gaming. I just want to say I really enjoy your podcast. Keep doing your thing. Never stop. Keep going for what you believe in. I believe in you. And you have a gift. You have a gift of entertaining people. And just keep doing your thing and never give up. All right, peace.
Angie Ray. Hey, it's Josh from Josh and Around. Thanks for being so supportive, not just of me and my show and other social platforms, but of everybody, the community, the world needs that. Hey, I could use a little support. I'm wondering, call into my show, is breakfast the most important meal of the day, or do you have another favorite? Do you eat breakfast every day, or do you prefer lunch or dinner? Call in and let me know. We're trying to get to it on the show this week. Thanks for everything. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Hey, Angie, what's going on, sweetie? Love your channel, love this segment. And as far as celibacy, now that's hard work. It's dedication, and that's something that needs to be addressed constantly. Because even when I started dating in a relationship, me and my shorty, we waited a long time before we had that connection made. And to this day, I've been with her. So waiting, yes, it's very possible, and it's very hard, but it's rewarding in the long run. And if you can sustain that time and wait, then by all means go ahead and do it, because this day and age everything's become a sex avenue, and that should stop. The TV shows, the music, all producing this climb towards this value, and it's the wrong kind of value. So yeah, it's possible.
What's up, y'all angels? So I have a friend, right? And she has a web series called Dating and Waiting. And it's dope. I really like it. It's about waiting to have relations until you're married, right? So what do you guys think about that? Because I feel like it's biblical and it's admirable to those people who actually practice celibacy. But I'm seeing like a lot of people are feeling a way about it. Like, I know some people can't do it and I get it, but there are actually some people out there who are waiting before they get married to be in a intimate relationship, physical relationship with another person. And it's worked for a lot of people, like Devon Franklin and Megan Good. Devon Franklin was celibate for 10 years before he married Megan, and they never engaged. CeCe Sierra and Russell Wilson are another couple. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are actually practicing it, and they actually have great marriages. And they seem super happy. And I think it's because, like, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, which was to become intimate with their spouse on a mental level. So I just want to get your thoughts on it. What do you think about celibacy? I think it's amazing and admirable. But, I mean, it's to each his own, right?
Hi, Angie Ray. This is Abby from Gospel Talk. On the issue of celibacy, as a minister, hold off until you're married. God tells us to do that for a reason. It's to love and honor and respect one another, yourself, as well as the woman or man you're going to be in relationship with. Sex is used to connect with God when you're married. It's precious, it's creative, it's beautiful. And in the right context, we're told not to get married at all if we choose not to have sex. It's a choice. It's not that we can't or don't. It's a choice. So hold out and enjoy your beautiful husband or wife. It's worth it. God bless. Or don't get married at all and evangelize. Cheers. Hey Angie Ray, it's Ambie again from Gospel Talk in regard to celibacy. I just wanted to say I wasn't perfect when I was young, and I'm still not perfect, but I did not realize the importance of waiting, and I had an interesting teenage in 20 years, but I've learnt that it is far wiser to wait for so many reasons, or not at all. Like it says in the Bible, it's better not to get married and, you know, live the single life. But if you can't, well, it's not can't, it's that you don't choose to, then get married. Yeah, it's important. It's really important. And it's not teasing. It's just respecting and loving. God bless.
Well, I mean, I'm not a busy person. I mean, I do work, but, you know, I just do this as a hobby thing. And, you know, I love music. I love R&B. And I think, like, from being, you know, being a little older and know a lot about music from just listening from the 90s and stuff like that, I think, like, the music out here is trash these days. So, you know, I'm just giving my little input, my little opinions on it. But, I mean, like I said, I do love R&B and hip-hop. So, that's my thing. And thank you for hitting me up. I appreciate it. But we can both, like, you know, talk and see. You can, you know, I can give you some pointers or whatever the case may be. Whatever you're looking for. Whatever. I'm always open-minded about music and stuff like that.
Hey, Andrew Ray. It's me, Nuance the Artist. Yo, so I just watched the film. And it's pretty dope. Pretty dope, pretty dope, pretty dope. Yo, so I had a question, because I just know I went back to rewatch it, right? And the first time I watched it, I'm like, all right, boom. So this happened. So I rewatched it, like, did I miss something? And I noticed that in the beginning, the ladies in the salon, when they're in the salon, when the lady walks in to pick up the young ladies, like two of them were like, a couple of them were like throwing mad shade at her. So are they involved with their disappearance? Like, you got to break this down to me, because now I'm like puzzled. I definitely think you should like somehow do like a part two, or like I need to know what's going on, because I feel like there's like, you can really do like a series with this, like somehow, like if, like, even though it was only like 5 minutes, I can like picture like what led up to this point. Like, it's crazy. So hit me back, because I'm excited and I need to know this.
Hey, Angie Ray, it's LL. And yeah, in regards to celibacy, I think it's a personal preference. If you take out the religious aspect of relationships, I think we will have more beautiful relationships, because with religion, there's a level of expectation. People are not free to do what comes to them naturally, and it's natural to be attracted and to have sex. So, you know, waiting to get married is not always the answer. 50% of marriages are still failing. And this is after 20-something years of being married to somebody. It's still a possibility that you may get divorced. Marriage serves a different purpose, and it's not to join people who are sexually competitive. There has to be other elements to marriage. So if you understood sexual chemistry, more people would be having it in a healthy way. There's nothing wrong with sex. It's a very good thing.
Hey, Angie Ray, it's Kane from the Royal Flush. I like what you're doing. I like your content. Thank you for the favorite. Hopefully, you can hear some of my content and let me know what you think. Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. That makes me excited. Oh, my bad. This is me, by the way. Yo, so I'm excited because I'm watching it. I'm like, I started feeling some type of way. Like, hold on, why are they looking at her like that? Like, I felt like I knew her. Like, why are they throwing shade? And if I remember correctly, when she came in, I heard somebody say, like, oh, it's you, or something like that. Like, it was just like, I could see the tension. So the fact that you guys are putting together ideas is amazing. So please keep me updated on that. Yeah, just keep doing your thing. It's dope. I like it. And yeah.
Hey Ray, it's your boy Riley again. I just wanted to give a quick commentary about the celibacy topic. A bit of a touchy subject for most people, but I honestly think that celibacy is a great thing to do if that works for you. Some people, they don't even really understand the meaning of the word celibacy and what it means to be celibate. I feel like celibacy doesn't mean like, oh, you go through life without having sex until you meet that right person. I think celibacy is when you have met the right person and you choose not to have sexual encounter with this person because, like you said before, you feel like you can connect on a deeper level. To me, I feel like celibacy is something that the individual has to figure out for themselves. But thanks again, Ray, for the good conversation. Later.
Angie Ray, what is up? Gabrielle here from Take Break Radio. Just tuned into your station a little bit. Loving the Toni Braxton stuff. Love Toni Braxton. And I'm so glad that you put it on your station, because her music is great. You got some older stuff. So I'm loving it. Keep posting amazing music, because that's what you do. I've been looking, and you got some good stuff. So thanks a lot. Good stuff right there. Have a good one.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing? This the boy. I'm just trying to figure out what you be talking about on your radio station, or you just like to play little snippets and clips of music or whatever. And if you're an artist, I would like to know. You feel me? Hit me up.